Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
We hope you're having a good day out there, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Brittany, what's going on with Mother Nature today?
Oh, she's raining cats and dogs, apparently.
It is raining cats and dogs.
I was trying to identify what that was coming out of the sky. Thank you for clearing that up, Brittany.
Cats,
you're amazing.
Cats are marrying dogs. It's all it's haywire.
It's chaos.
It's chaos.
Go figure. Oh, gosh. You guys picked up already 3/4 of an inch to an inch of rainfall.
I heard it.
And this is just round one.
Oof.
Just round one. So chances for scattered showers, of course, still continuing as we go through our day. You're starting to wind down right now, but still got those spotty showers off to the west. So we'll see that. A little bit of a dry afternoon. It'll stay mostly cloudy. So unfortunately, not too much sunshine expected. But the next wave does push in after 3 o'clock, right around 3 to 4. So it will move in. We are going to see winds gusting up to about 30 miles per hour today, highs in the upper 60s, and we've got another inch, maybe an inch and a half underneath some of those that roll through this evening. Now, the good news is we're dry tomorrow. Okay.
Okay.
So it stops. There is an end in sight.
Oh, good.
Good. Light at the end of the tunnel.
But, yes.
Yeah, but all of this rain, it can't be absorbed that fast, so we're going to see a lot of puddles going on, a lot of rising rivers, and of course, locally, some flash flooding is possible later this evening, so be careful out there driving, and if you're by those creeks, keep that in mind that
Don't drive through water.
Yes, yes. But whatever is under there, you don't know.
Nope.
You don't know what's in that water. Don't try to drive through it. Don't try. Turn around, whatever you're doing.
No matter how fun it looks.
I do think that we will have hydroplane vehicles one day, like amphibian vehicles that can go into water. But that's probably a ways away. So
hovercrafts?
Yeah, hovercrafts.
Are we going total Back to the Future
James? I'm really hoping.
I always wanted that.
I want that more than like hoverboards. I want one of those.
I'll tell you, I saw something over there in the Chippewa Valley this weekend. It looked like a spaceship. I don't know what car it was. Mm. At first, it looked like it was wrapped in, like, I don't know, a tarp at first from a distance. And then when it got really close to me, I was like, oh, my gosh, that looks like a spaceship. Can it fly? I don't know what it was. But it was in Wisconsin.
Was it one of those boxy Tesla trucks?
Yeah.
It was very rounded.
Oh, rounded. Like, okay. Okay. Then it wasn't, because that's all angular.
I'm going to be on the lookout now trying to figure out what vehicle this is. That
rounded body from like the 50s is, I think, sexy for a car.
Oh, I like it. I like it. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
We appreciate you, Brittany. You have a great dry day over there, okay?
As much as possible.
Okay, I'll try.
Take care.
Enjoy.
Will it away.
The best right there. Brittany Merlot joining us every morning right in this time slot. Melissa and I got a fun show lined up for you, everybody. In a little bit, we're going to get into El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. And we got the 4th of July Googles, our top searches for this 4th of July as we get into those topics. We also got the top reasons Americans love to grill. That's coming up for you a little bit
we
later.
We need reasons?
Yeah, I don't know. You had me at fire and meat. Fun facts about fireworks. We're going to get into some of that a little bit later
Fun facts, depressing ones I included in my news today.
We will have also for you, I got to tell everybody real quick, as Brittany was beginning her, giving us her forecast today, I'm trying to keep everything spin the plates around here.
You're compartmentalizing, James?
Yeah, and okay. I look out of the corner of my eye and Melissa shrinks.
That's because tall people were sitting in this chair.
I don't know why.
Who do these tall people are? How do you reach the microphone?
I don't know. We'll let that
do they like bend down? Because that's uncomfortable.
I do wonder sometimes if Seth has to bend like our feet, because I know I have to do that a lot.
I mean, the mic is adjustable. It would make more sense if the seat was high and the mic was high. Neither of these things are happening.
No, they're not. No. I'm 6'1", but in my chair, when I'm doing radio, I'm like 5'9". Because I have to get down for the mic here.
Okay, but
stuff.
You also sit on your feet, James.
I do that. I do, yeah.
Which
that
not
doesn't help. It's not healthy.
Good
it's not
for
good.
You.
No, it's not. No. We've got good entertainment news for you a little bit later. We're going to talk a little bit about the news, the final season of Stranger Things. Cyndi Lauper had an interesting comment about girls just want to have fun.
Oh. Oh, really?
And Elmo is warning you about fireworks.
Elmo.
Yes. Oh, nice. I didn't know you had that in you. That was good.
I didn't either.
A little bit later, the top things that used to be common that are just kind of vanishing now. So we'll get into that too. All that coming up for you.
Sanity.
Yeah. That I never had that really. So to be honest with you.
Well, yeah, maybe, but.
Our opening story, a Canadian man has become the first candidate in the nation's history to receive zero votes in a contested federal election.
Zero.
Zero.
Ooh, that's rough.
Félix Antonio Hamel was one of 84 candidates to run in a Toronto by-election after he and 76 others were approached by election reform group Longest Ballot Committee.
Whoa.
Which packed the race with candidates to successfully create the longest ballot in Canadian history.
Okay.
Hamel was the only candidate in the race to receive zero votes. He said he didn't even vote for himself because he is not a Toronto resident and therefore not eligible to cast a ballot. Okay.
Interesting.
Quote, when I saw the result, I was like, well, I am the true unity candidate. Everyone agrees not to vote for me.
Well, at least he had a good attitude about it, I guess.
The Library of Parliament database confirmed Hamel was the first candidate in the country's history to fail to receive a single vote in a contested election. six other candidates in Hamel's race received only two votes each. Hamel said he wasn't exactly surprised by his showing in the election, but he was amused to learn of his unusual new distinction.
I mean, he kind of won.
Yeah, I mean...
By not getting any votes. Because had he gotten one vote... He would not be talked about.
No. Wouldn't made history. Wouldn't be talked about.
All those other people that got two votes voted for themselves.
Yeah.
And maybe like their spouse or their mom.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody voted for them.
Yeah, somebody. hey, Uncle Lou, get out there and vote for me. Yeah. I don't know. It was something like that. We don't, especially in this country and the way that things are in an election year, we don't get to do like funny stories about elections.
Elections.
We don't get that. And it reminded me of the way other countries handle their democracy and voting and just some of the rights that they have and they don't have, quite frankly. But it reminded me that this is meant to be taken seriously. There is a lot on our plates, not only that we need to digest and learn about, but also that we need to take in and think about, whether it is currently or our futures.
Mm-hmm.
This is a country that is made of many different people with many different feelings and personalities.
Yet
and
we're represented by two parties.
Yeah, and that should be better. And thank it you, should. Melissa, because that is exactly where I'm going with this, in the idea of... Honestly, getting rid of parties. Just getting rid of it.
That's an idea. Or having more.
It's a
Canada has
idea.
Five.
Melissa, I am so sorry. I think I've infected you in some ways.
Oh, come on. You know, we're talking about this topic. I can see where your brain's going.
You really can. Because I do think that you aren't going to get rid of you aren't going to get the money out of politics anymore. You're going to get the parties out of politics. So why not more parties?
Yeah, I mean, we have been trying.
For many, many years, decades, we'll mm-hmm. say, whether it's Ross Perot or Russ Feingold, or not Russ Feingold, the Green Party representative.
Green Party, I don't know the name.
Darn it, it's on the tip of my tongue. But any of these candidates, we've had representation, we've had some people trying, but they tend to just pull away from one of the other parties' mm-hmm. votes.
Right. Right, and that's how it's looked at by the American people. Like, well, that's just a throwaway vote because there's no chance of them winning. Okay, well, what if we try ranked choice voting?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, is there a chance that your candidate is not going to win? Sure, but that's always been the case.
Yeah, yeah. And
there should be no guarantee for these people to win. And do you know why they are guaranteed to win now? Because of all the stupid money in politics.
Yeah.
And all of the billionaire class buying these votes.
Ralph Nader. Sorry. I just remembered his name, Ralph Nader.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah. And I couldn't agree with you more. So I think that you can't get the money out. What can you do? Maybe spread it. Maybe spread the people. Maybe spread people's parties apart and having more different factions. Let's be real about this. The Republican Party is already in two different factions, if not more than that. So you're just kind of extending this to where it's about to go or where it's going anyway. These things take time. So maybe it took us time to have Green green parties, you know, the purple party, these different
What's
parties.
What's the one in Minnesota, the marijuana something party?
Yeah. We need these things, maybe. The only
there
reason
shouldn't
we...
shouldn't be one-issue parties, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I completely agree with that. Otherwise, I'd have had I'd have had a party myself. Just to have a party. What I think needs to happen is we need more of this stuff and more normalizing of it, and we get more and more used to it. The only reason this does not happen is one, control. Mm-hmm. It is easier to control the American people with two parties.
Yep.
And it is much easier for them to get what they want out of this. Mm-hmm. Because while you may see a big difference between Democrats and Republicans, behind the scenes, they don't. They are treating this very much the same.
Which party can I win with?
Yeah.
And that's the one that, you know, depending on the demographic that they live in, that's the one they choose. Because it's about winning, James.
Yeah.
It's not about representing the people.
I think that the other reason why we don't have ranked choice voting is I have been told by many politicians that they don't feel the American people are smart enough.
Ooh.
And that is the blunt, hardcore reason why they don't think that we can handle this. I want to prove them wrong on many different levels. First off, New York is pulling it off. New York is pulling it off, everybody. Like, New Yorkers. New Yorkers are able to work this out. I'm not saying anything about their intelligence. I'm saying about them getting along and working together and everything. Like, they agreed on this. They think it's all right. If you really, truly want politics to do what it's supposed to do, represent us, do their job, they are not in control. They are not in charge. They are not supposed to be, at least. It is supposed to be us that are making the rules, us that are making these things happen. Mm-hmm. And in order for that to happen, I think that we need, whether it's more parties or or ranked choice voting.
Mm-hmm. Or publicly funded elections.
Yeah.
The money should be the same for every politician running.
Here's some that your brain wasn't going in, a direction your brain wasn't going in, sports.
nope. Well, wasn't going there.
In sports, every baseball team, bad example. I used the worst example as my first one. football, basketball, hockey, they all have a salary cap.
Yeah.
Give them a salary cap. And by a salary cap, I mean, you know what? $1,000. You get $1,000 to advertise. Mm-hmm. Do something with that. Let's see what these people can do without money. Let's see what they can do actually having to speak on their issues.
Yeah, another thing, their platform.
As long as I'm on my soapbox real quick. When it comes to these debates, if you stop talking about you're just talking about the other person, cutting your mic.
Or you're not addressing the question that was issued to you.
If you're not addressing the question, boom, cutting the mic. I'll give you 30, 45 seconds, and then we're cutting your mic. Mm-hmm. If we really want change, we have to make it happen. Some things take time. Some things take patience, like a third party or like ranked choice voting. Other things, we need to demand it now.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as two 80-year-olds acting like children or acting like arguing about golf.
I can play golf better than you can. I'm better at golf than you.
I don't care.
Seriously?
I don't care. I don't care if either of you are good at golf, if either of you ever golf again. I don't care. Get to the issues. You're up there for a reason. Mm-hmm. If I cared about your golf game, I'd be following you on social media or something like that, or I'd ask. Yeah. Nobody cares. Please, 715-424-2600. Did you care about either of their golf games? did you need your time wasted on that? Like, let's get to the real reason why debates are here, so that we can get the issues out there, we can hear what these people are standing on, and we can choose, oh, that aligns with what I'm looking for. Oh, that doesn't align with what I'm going for. This isn't hard to do.
And they're debating to obtain the arguably highest position in this country, yes,
yeah.
and possibly the world, and I don't know, James, maybe king.
Yeah. I don't think any American citizen, when it comes right down to it, the majority of them are going to stand for that.
I hope not.
In part because I think we've shown how we feel about royalty in this country. So the whole reason
this country started
was to get away from that.
Was to not have a king, and our founding fathers.
Maybe we just aren't teaching history
enough. Put a lot of effort into setting up our government so that we do not have a king.
I wonder if we should be maybe teaching history a little bit better or something.
Well, James, there is one party that has been systematically demolishing our public education system.
Yeah.
For a reason.
Well, that tells you something right there. Even to those that agree with that, it tells you a lot. You can't, especially in this day and age, where how many times do we tell young people all the time, think before you hit send, because once you put it on the internet, it's there forever. History is the internet. Mm-hmm. History is unerasable. You cannot erase history.
No.
And when you see people trying to do that or rewrite history, that they show you their hand right there. And that somebody maybe you want to play poker against because they don't have a very good poker face. They do not have a very good poker
hand. If you think that private schools are better than public schools, please talk to me.
Mm.
I attended private schools. Mm. I can tell you exactly why they're not.
Mm.
Some, maybe. Not all. And there's no oversight.
Mm.
Zero.
Huh. That's something that...
For a lot of them. That disclaimer, from my experience, what I experienced personally.
I like the idea of getting into that more another time. I also think we just came up with a new segment idea where we get into something that we need like an hour to get into, like at the end of the segment, and then we'll just tease it.
Asked me to be positive this morning, James, I wasn't trying very hard. Let's try harder. That the clouds are pretty this morning. Even though they're like, like clouds, because clouds are clouds. They're bumpy and pretty, and there's a lot of distinction up there between the colors of gray.
Yeah.
It's rather nice.
Years ago, when the inmates took over the asylum around here at WFHR, by meaning I got in this chair, I decided that we were going to do real radio. And that's what we do around here. And some days it gets a little frustrating. Some days it gets your blood boils.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to try to find a positive. It's good to try to find a way to end things on a light note.
To find the silver linings. Otherwise, we're just going to cry.
But your frustrations, you are not alone in that. And that is part of what we do around here. We are doing positive radio. We are doing serious comedy. We are doing all those things. And some of that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And I would highly recommend that if you do want to hear the breakdown of the Supreme Court's decision from yesterday, listen to Maggie Dong's podcast if you missed it.
Yeah.
Yesterday's episode, she breaks it down very succinctly.
Hmm. Join Maggie 2 to 4 today, everybody. But for now, stick around. We got good things coming up for you. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is right around the corner on mornings here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Melissa and James here, and it's time to do some celebrating with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Finally timed that one right. Trying to do that for a while. We encourage you to celebrate with our good friends over at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us. Looking at their Facebook page, which we encourage you to like and subscribe and keep up to date on. The roads should be open today to the cafe. The barricades were to come down late yesterday, early this morning. So keep that in mind as you're heading on over there. Take a look at that amazingly creative menu of theirs.
Mm-hmm. Say hi. Delicious food.
Yeah. Say hi to the fantastic staff over there. You're going to like the price. Enjoy our friends over at El Cafe. They are open 7 to 2 today. Go ahead and check them out.
Mm-hmm.
We look at our list today. It's got a couple of names on it, but it could have more.
It could, because I'm going to add one right now.
All right.
My dad and his wife, Jeannie, Carrie and Jeannie, it is their anniversary today.
Hey, congratulations on that.
They were married in 2005, so somebody do the math quick.
Yeah, yeah.
19 years?
Yeah.
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm trying to write names down and do math at the same time, but it's not working.
I think it's 19 years.
I think it is. Yeah, I think it is.
Happy anniversary, Dad and Jeannie.
Very big happy anniversary to you, too. That's fantastic. You're getting right there to the 20, there, right under it, I think, if our math is right.
But, we talk about my inability to do mental math quite often, and yeah.
We need a one or a two from you, Melissa.
Uh, let's go with one.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. Before we do, though, I do want to remind everybody to get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mayloff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. Go ahead and feel free to do that and call up.
Yeah, 424-2600. That is the 715 number.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you, everybody. Feel free to join the conversation. First up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Rita Billings.
Happy birthday, Rita.
Rita, enjoy your day. Rita is a new listener out of Stevens Point.
Awesome.
We appreciate her listening and thank her for that.
Yes, indeed.
And we want to say a very happy birthday to our good friend, Marty Quarters.
Happy birthday, Marty.
That name's going to be familiar to a lot out there. Marty was the GM and head coach of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings for many years.
Nice.
Was kind of our first contact, one of our first people we worked with when we were trying to build that relationship with the River Kings. And like, oh, these guys are going to be here a while. We love hockey. We want to make this work. And Marty and I would talk back and forth, talking hockey, talking all kinds of things. Just a really, really good guy. Enjoying retirement now.
Yeah.
Out west. Enjoy yourself, Marty. I'll talk to you later. Have a great
happy birthday.
Good guy right there. Good guy. Happy birthday to Mr. Quarters. We take a look at our celebrity birthdays. Margaret Robey is 34.
Oh, 34
and already an amazing career. Like an amazing career. She is Harley Quinn. She has she has solidified that role. Good luck whoever's got to play it next, because she has really done an amazing job with that. Her, obviously, the Barbie movie is very, very big.
Which I haven't seen yet. I do want to see it.
But I think people realize, if you're paying attention by now, she's more than a pretty face. Mm-hmm. She has got layers of talent to her, and she's only really getting started.
Yeah.
She's still learning. Martin Scorsese picked her out right away and was like, this is talent. Like, yeah, she's pretty, but her talent is more beautiful than she'll ever be. Like, she has got some incredible talent to her, and I look forward to seeing her doing other work going forward. And doing even more serious work and doing some other projects and everything. The Barbie movie really put her on a different level.
Well, and the scope of her work already has been so diverse that the world is her oyster when it comes to what she wants to do next.
She's good. Lindsay Lohan is 38.
Really?
Having a bit of a resurgence. She's been finding work. She's been getting work here and there and everything. I think that it seems like there's been some accountability on her part. And we love that when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Politicians could learn something from her. Because genuinely, like, I didn't think her career could bounce back. But she has, in a lot of interviews and a lot of things, been talking about how she was a knucklehead or this or that. And, you know, some of those
things. She was a child star. And that is incredible pressure to put on a young adult. That you know, the situation that she grew up in and experienced, I don't know. I don't know how you could very easily come out of that unscathed.
Yeah. I really wonder, because I used to dream about that as a kid, being a child actor, and thinking that'd be the most amazing thing in the world. And the older I get, the more I'm like, I wonder if, you know, the universe knew more than I did on that one.
Probably we're lucky.
Yancey Butler is 54. Her dad was a drummer from The Love and Spoonful. She was Angie in the Kick-Ass movies. She was in the Witchblade series. I've probably seen her in some other things. She's a good actor.
Good actor.
Brett the Hitman Hart is 67, Wrestling Hall of Famer, with maybe the greatest finishing move in wrestling history, the sharpshooter. Get you in a sharpshooter, Melissa. Yeah.
And you just did the move?
You wrap their legs like you wrap their legs, and then you bend backwards. You bend back on that. So your tailbone is on their tailbone, basically, as they're being bent, you know, bent backwards by their legs.
That does not sound like fun.
Oh, it's a wicked move. It's the reason he had the name Hitman. Brett the Hitman.
And this is why I don't watch wrestling.
in all reality, he comes from the Hart family of wrestling, which the Harts in Canada have this dungeon, basically, that wrestlers would train in and everything. And if you couldn't make it, you basically, you weren't getting into like other factions of wrestling, and then eventually the WWE or WWF or whatever you want to call it at the time. it's a really kind of interesting history that family has. Let's see here. Larry David is 77.
Really?
Oh, bless you, Larry. Bless you. I love Larry David. Larry David, one of the throwbacks of writers when it comes to TV writing. Mm. Not only what he did on Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm, but some of his own writing and other works that he's done. And just such a I think, I know this is not the right word for a lot of people to use. I think he's fun. he reminds me a lot of relatives of mine, so maybe that's part of
well,
it.
Well, I think he is like the crazy uncle that's always got a joke.
Yeah.
You know, it's always going to say the most inappropriate thing at the wrong time.
Yes, yes. Oh,
but it's that's funny.
That's a great synopsis of Larry David. It really is. Yeah, Larry, happy 77th to you, sir.
And he was also in the Three Stooges remake.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And finally, we wrap up with today's birthdays with NASCAR legend Richard Petty is 87.
Hmm.
Retired after 92 season with 200 victories, almost twice as many as the next driver on the list.
Wow.
Wow. I guarantee you right now in a cowboy hat and sunglasses. Whatever Mr. Petty is doing, that is the look he is having. He has gone a long way with NASCAR as far as being an owner and breaking some boundaries and some different things that he has done as well for that sport, helping that sport grow and evolve and get more and more people to attend, to enjoy it and watch it.
Yeah,
his legacy is not just on the track.
Well, you know, you say NASCAR, and all I can think about are my dreams of being a professional driver at, you know, different points in my life. I was like, this is what I want to do. Well, you know what? I can do it now.
Ooh.
Mm. At Edge VR.
Yeah.
They have a race car simulator. I got to see it during the ribbon cutting, and I want to play so bad.
I mean,
I'm going to crash. Oh. Like, I'm going to run into all the walls or off the cliff.
Takes time.
But it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, that is that team building exercise we've been waiting for. Yes, we are. We are definitely doing it. We will
I'm
see
gonna
you soon,
I'm going to hold your feet to the fire.
Please do.
That's what I told Christy, and she said yes.
Please do. One more time, happy anniversary.
Dad and Jeannie, happy anniversary.
And a happy birthday to Rita Billings.
Happy birthday.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Marty Quarters.
Congratulations, Marty. Enjoy retirement.
Yeah, and enjoy. And we encourage you to celebrate with our friends over at El Cafe. Go ahead and join them right now. They're
get
over.
A delicious breakfast.
Yes, enjoy yourself. And we'll be back after our news break here in the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. What's that?
This isn't what I thought it was.
It's got that kind of beginning that kind of throws you. It's a little familiar. It's a little familiar. Melissa and James here with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, everybody. Hope your Tuesday is treating you good. Got some 4th of July Googles that we're going to go through now. Our top searches, Google Trends posted its big 4th of July roundup. They do this every year. And looking at the top things we're Googling right now and looking through in our search engines, where does it take us? Well, the top how to grill searches this year are for corn on the cob, salmon, chicken, asparagus, and burgers.
Those are all good things on the grill. I highly recommend asparagus on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need it to be on there very long.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And if you put it in a preheated, like a Pyrex dish, like a glass cake pan, put the glass cake pan in there so it's heated up, throw the butter in there, and you throw the asparagus in.
Yeah.
Cook it for like 3-4 minutes. Oh, it's so good.
I haven't done this enough. I've had it, but I haven't made it myself. I want to try making more corn on the cob on the grill. I have made a lot of salmon on the grill before, and I do like making that. But that's very something like that doesn't take very long either.
Corn takes a long time.
Does it? Okay, because I was thinking the asparagus and the salmon, you could almost make at the same time on the grill.
Yeah, I would think so.
They're time.
I mean, I'm no perfection. You know, like I'm not a great griller, but yeah, I've seen it done.
Yeah.
Salmon I've really only made in the oven under the broiler, and that doesn't take very long.
No.
Corn, though, like, you got to soak it, especially if you're doing it in the husk.
Okay.
You soak it in water because so they don't start on fire.
good. Thank you. Let me write that one down.
and then it'll steam the corn. But it takes a long time. Corn takes a long time on the grill.
Sounds worth it, though.
It is. Like, it's really good.
The top drinks we're Googling are Bomb Pop Cocktail, Sangria, Avion Cocktails, Margarita, and those are the ones we're searching for. Bomb Pop Cocktail, I'm thrown by that
one. Have you seen the picture of that?
No.
So, picture one of those jars, like big big gallon size with a spigot on it that you can at a party. Yeah. Well, it's full of what looks like a purplish Kool-Aid, and then you throw the popsicle bomb pops into it for instead of ice.
Okay. I was hoping for a three-layer drink. I was
that would take a little more effort.
Probably in science.
And heavy cream.
Yes, yes. Most of the salads we're Googling aren't the leafy kind. Pasta salad, cucumber salad, chicken, fruit, potato, macaroni, corn, jelly-o pretzel salad.
That's actually really good.
It sounds good. Cowboy caviar.
Also very good.
That's beans,
it's like
corn.
Salsa with beans.
Yeah, yeah. That does sound good, yeah.
I actually made a really good cold salad this weekend with couscous, which is a type of small pasta. Mm-hmm. And it had like green peppers, cucumbers, chickpeas, and I think it called for onion. I didn't put onion in it, but fresh parsley, and then like a lemon juice and red wine vinegar with olive oil the dressing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And some you know, salt, pepper, spices, and stuff.
That sounds really good.
That's really good. Actually, I have the rest of it for lunch today.
Nice, nice. That sounds really good. There is not many things in the category of foods that have better names than noodles.
Right?
Noodles are great.
Well, I mean, they're also Italian names.
Yeah, that's just great names. They're great
names. They are just great. I just don't know how to pronounce them all.
speaking of how to pronounce something, trazodone for dogs is trending search. It's an anxiety med that helps pets deal with fireworks.
Mm-hmm. It's something to help calm them down. Mm. But don't do it without an expert helping you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I will encourage you to check out our friends over at Family Natural Foods. They have quite a few natural supplements and things that'll help your animal, your furry friend. Keep an eye out for that. Other searches, a lot of searching for baby headphones as well.
Yeah, to help them be able to, because the visually, they'll love it. The booms, not so much.
Yeah. The top things to do searches for are water parks, fireworks, camping, movies, and trips to the zoo. They're talking about them being, because I keep seeing different things about this, but people have not been traveling as much this year, but they are saying that the 4th of July weekend could be kind of busy out there. Mm-hmm. So keep an eye out for that.
Everybody. But everything you just listed off there, James, we have available to us.
Yeah.
The Winter Park Aquatic Center is fun. Mm-hmm. Our zoo is great, and I say that vicariously through you because I haven't been there yet, but I'm going to. I'm going to this year. So I'm excited to experience that. And they have so many new things this year too. Mm-hmm. I know the groundhog thing where you get to like go inside of it.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to do that yet. I have to check that out. Yeah. That sounds like a lot of fun. Check out our zoo. They're open today, everybody.
We have amazing campgrounds in Wood County, and there's so many to choose from.
There's some beautiful areas around here that I
trails, beaches. I mean, we've got it all.
I don't think I realized it as a kid how fortunate to be in this area I was with Wuzicha and some of the things that they have. You know, you normalize it in your head, especially as a kid. But
you don't know anything different.
Mm. You're right, though. Yeah, great camping spots around here. The top trending... I still haven't camped. I got to try camping one of these days. James, I really do.
It's really not that hard.
I did go swimming yesterday. I finally went swimming. I've been talking about it like for like 2-3 years, and I finally went swimming yesterday. Sort of. Nice. It was in a pool.
But it still counts. Immersed your body in water that wasn't a bathtub.
It was more so about the hot tub. but yeah.
It still counts.
I cannot tell you how good my back feels.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, just from that.
No, it's awesome.
The top trending red, white, and blue clothing search this year is for Scorch. Or a skirt shorts hybrid.
No, those are amazing. Because I'm sorry, thighs rub together. If you are not size 4 or under, having shorts under your skirt is so much more comfortable.
It seems like it would be.
They should all come with that.
It seems like they should. Yeah.
And pockets.
Yes, pockets. Darn it, pockets. Yes, we cannot let go of this.
I'm going to write a song about skorts and pockets.
I think that's a great song, and I'm already a fan of it.
I almost burst out into song right now.
I really like this. Don't let go of that idea.
Yeah, well.
T-shirts are next, then hats. A lot of people looking for hats to block the sun and looking for different things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sunscreen.
block the sun, cover your skin, protect yourself.
Yeah. What are you searching for out there, everybody? Go ahead and give us a call. Maybe we can help you find it. 715-424-2600, 424-2600. Let's go ahead and we'll take our final time out of the hour. We'll come back, and I want to get into fireworks a little bit.
All right.
We're going to talk a little fireworks
when we come back. Let's hear from our partners first.
Yes, and we'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James being played in by some blood, sweat, and tears. We'll talk a little fireworks right now, and it's almost Independence Day. You know, time to fire off fireworks, have some fun with that. But we, of course, are going to wrap up this conversation. You know where we're going. If you've been listening to us at all, you know where we're going to wrap up with this. But we're going to talk fireworks for a second here, and understanding and where they come from and the history of them a little bit. Mm-hmm. You can use these fireworks facts to maybe wow people, or maybe distract them from fireworks. Who knows? Who knows?
Enjoy them yourself.
Yeah, just enjoy them. Fireworks were invented around 200 BC by the ancient Chinese. Mm-hmm. They found that roasting dry bamboo caused it to explode and making a crackling sound. Hmm. This became a staple of their New Year's celebrations, where people would use these bamboo bombs to ward off evil spirits, the evil spirit neon.
Wow.
In the 1830s, Italians figured out how to add colors to fireworks. They were the first to use metal salts, which would emit bright colors when heated up.
Hmm.
That's kind of cool.
That is cool.
That's pretty cool. And we're still figuring out how to make blue fireworks. It's the hardest one to create because it's made of copper chloride, which starts to break down at the temperature needed for most fireworks.
Mm.
That's kind of interesting.
It is fascinating.
Hmm. The largest firework display of all time was a New Year's celebration in the Philippines in 2016. It started at the stroke of midnight and continued for over an hour in the pouring rain.
Oh, wow.
Over 810,000 fireworks were used for that one.
Wow.
That's a lot of fireworks.
A lot of fireworks.
That's too much, I think. I don't know. That's a bit much to me.
Well, just the continuous booming sounds. If you're not watching it, and also, if you're watching it, unless there are different pictures, I don't know.
I'm not the person to go to about fireworks. I've never really been that impressed. I admit that I'm in a very small category.
Well, I enjoyed them as a kid, obviously, mm-hmm. because it's cool. And I love the ones that are the chandeliers.
Oh, yeah.
Where they go off and then they drape.
Yes.
You can see the trails.
Okay.
The sky. I think those are so cool. And they're such an amber color. Mm-hmm. They're not super bright, but they're just, I don't know, they're beautiful.
Maybe we're talking about the same thing. I do kind of like the one where it's just a single one that shoots up there, but then it just spreads into like a ton of it. That's kind of cool.
And then
that
it comes
cool.
down yeah, and drapes is, down through the sky.
That one's kind of cool.
It is really cool. But beyond that, I could see three of those and be good.
I don't
need an hour of it.
I definitely don't. Yeah, I don't need an hour.
The only thing now that I love about fireworks displays is watching kids' reactions
to them
and how amazed and fascinated they are.
One other thing I will say, and as much as I've been talking about fireworks and how they affect our veterans mm-hmm. and PTSD, one thing that I do not mention enough is the unity that fireworks can create.
Yes.
How many times in our lives where almost our whole community is looking at the same thing or thinking about the,
enjoying the same kind of display. It brings a community together.
Yeah. I need to embrace that more. I need to see that more.
The positives of it, because there are positives. But you know what could make blue fireworks real easy, James?
Hmm.
Drones. Have you seen some of those drone displays?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my goodness, James. You got to look it up.
I have to check that out.
They can do a fireworks display with drones that actually create pictures in the sky. Like, they could have dragons flying through the sky.
Oh, what are we doing? Could,
like, yeah.
Well, man, that's,
no, this wow, is what we should be using like, drones for.
Yeah, yeah.
They're well, impressive. Awesome. I mean, expensive, but impressive. Yeah, but yeah, fireworks themselves are not cheap.
Well, and one thing, you know, it used to be communities like ours couldn't afford a fireworks celebration because of how expensive they were. That just kind of, you know, got lowered over time. Maybe the drone thing over time will get a little bit cheaper, too.
Well, it'll get cheaper, but also, they don't blow up.
Yeah, yeah.
And they can be used again the next year.
Yeah. I believe that they don't make, I'm guessing because I don't know anything about it, but I'm guessing they don't make a lot of noises either. So you don't have to worry about
a
that
a little
part
bit,
of
I'm
it,
sure. But nothing like a firework.
Right, right. So you would be fixing that part of the issue
and
too, I think.
You could. Here, let's really fantasize mm-hmm, for a moment mm-hmm, about the future of fireworks displays. Picture this. You've got the drones, right? You got it set up. You got headphones or a radio signal that people could tune into mm, on their Bluetooth speakers mm-hmm, or their headphones. And you could have the full-blown, like, explosions, music. You could do, like, booms and rhythm like they do in Madison, but in people's headphones.
For years here at WFHR, we had music that we were playing on 105 that would go along with the firework display downtown.
Mm-hmm. But that way it's individualized. Like you can choose to tune in. You don't have
yeah,
to.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be something that affects the entire community. All your pets, people who suffer from PTSD that don't like fireworks displays yeah, yeah, wouldn't have to experience it.
I like all of this. I like all that. I think that's great. In America, fireworks are partially legal in 33 of the states. In 13, they are fully legal. In Hawaii, Nevada, and Wyoming, it is up to each individual county. And in Massachusetts, fireworks are completely illegal. Most areas have a noise ordinance. Mm-hmm. In fact, almost all areas, especially rural areas, have the noise ordinance. That is one thing to keep in mind. Just because something might be legal doesn't mean that you can do it anytime you want.
And by legal, that there are certain yeah, specifications
yes,
with there.
Yes,
they
big
cannot.
Time.
They in Wisconsin, they can't leave the ground.
Yep.
If you don't have a permit, you cannot shoot off something that leaves the ground.
Yeah. Legal
with a certain amount of explosive in it.
Yeah. Legal fireworks can only have a maximum of 50 milligrams of a protonic composition, and it's missing a warning. And if it's missing a warning label, it is illegal. That is a great sign.
That is a very good sign. You got an illegal firework. Mm.
And you know, we have wonderful listeners. Certainly, we love our core listeners here in Wisconsin and specifically in central Wisconsin. We got listeners all over the country. And we even have some down there in Florida and in Texas. We say a good morning to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually have a message for our listeners in Texas here. I just want to go ahead and play this as a PSA for our listeners down south.
Boy, Elmo has something very, very important to tell you. Using or having fireworks in Round Rock is a big no-no. It's really not smart. You could end up with a fine up to $2,000, and that's a lot of cookies. Elmo loves cookies. Fireworks might seem fun, but they can cause big problems. If you can't understand that by now, you're not just being reckless, you're being irresponsible.
Mm.
Elmo loves you and wants you and all of Round Rock to be safe. No more fireworks. Got it? Good. And remember, Elmo loves you. Happy 4th of July.
Thank you,
Elmo.
Elmo
loves you.
Thank you, Elmo. You gonna argue with a Muppet? You're gonna, I mean, you're gonna have a, come on. I mean,
he's pretty cute.
He's pretty good. He's pretty good. It is, so if you're wondering where that comes from, it is illegal in the city of Round Rock, Texas, to shoot off fireworks. So in order to let the citizens know, they called in a favor from Elmo, who made that special video for them. And I love this. This
yeah.
I also love the idea of having more and more Muppets, like doing PSAs and doing more of these kind of things. Mm-hmm. We need more of that. We really do. It's hard to debate a Muppet. It's hard to...
Well, especially when they equate, the, you know, $2,000. That's a line of cookies.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. That's some good stuff right there. And shout out to Elmo and the puppeteer who does that for taking the time to do that one. That's pretty cool. I did want to wrap up with our 4th of July talk here, not only talking about our area and what we have going on here, but did want to remind everybody again, we have these signs here at the studios. Yes. Combat veteran lives here. Please be courteous with fireworks. This is something that we encourage you to spread the word about, that we have these, that these exist. Mm-hmm. Whether you're in our listening area, can stop by and pick one up. You can have one delivered. MilitaryWithPTSD.org. MilitaryWithPTSD.org. That is the website. Encourage you to look up to that. And whether you are a veteran or somebody who does or hasn't suffered with PTSD, all the more reason to check out this website and do your homework on this subject. Yeah. The more you know, the better we can be for those that are suffering from this.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not asking a lot. We have these signs here. If you need one, please come by and pick one up. And everybody needs to check out the website, militarywithptsd.org. Mm-hmm. Our city has, of course, our Independence Day celebration coming up.
Yeah.
Looking forward to
Thursday.
This. Yeah, this Thursday. It's going to be a fun time. The fireworks display in the area will be launched from the Wisconsin River in downtown Wisconsin Rapids. The display will begin at approximately 9:30 and may be viewed along most of the riverbank in downtown area, except for the launch and safety zones.
Mm-hmm.
The DJ Entertainment Engines will start playing music around 6. The national anthem will be sung by Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen Addison Morin.
Nice.
Immediately before the fireworks show begins, they're going to have food, refreshments down there. All good things to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
The Wisconsin Rapids City Band is going to be performing outside of the Centralia Center at 223rd Avenue South from 7 to 8. They do a great job. Be sure to check them out.
Should be some great patriotic music, I'm sure.
Keep in mind, our fireworks display relies upon donations from citizens and businesses, and donations are still being accepted. Go to wirapids.org to find out more. wirapids.org.more. And if you've been in the area for a while, you know the rules of the row of fourth here. No tarps or blankets or chairs may be placed on the riverbank or in any city park before 6 a.m. on July 4th. They will be removed if you do so. No parking will be allowed on 2nd Street South between East Jackson Street and Mead Street from 6 a.m. until the 4th of July. The conclusion of the event. No traffic will be allowed on Birch, Maple, Walnut, Pine, Widder, Locust, and Mead Streets between 2nd Street South and 3rd Street South between from 3 till the end of the event. You also want to keep in mind parking spaces designated for individuals with disabilities will be available at our friends at the Moravian Church on Goggin Street and the First Congressional Church Maple Street parking lot on the east side. There will be a safety zone established, which will be set and monitoring by boat patrols.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that in mind as well.
Be safe.
And find out more at wirapids.org, wirapids.org. Mm-hmm. Melissa and I will be back with more show for you right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids.